Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Going straight from high school to college could be a bad move for a lot of people.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. We've long heard the view expressed by so many people that it's a good idea for high school grads to go on to college. They cite data showing college graduates earn more money over their lifetime, pay more taxes, are healthier, and more likely to vote. But going straight to college may be a mistake, or at least not the best move for everyone. Joining us from Chicago is Wall Street Journal higher education reporter Doug Belkin. Doug, in your article, you cite a Gallup report highlighting the amount of buyer's remorse many people feel about their college experiences. First off, could you talk about some of the findings in this survey, which was conducted over a recent nine-month period?
Yeah, so Gallup asked 90,000 people three questions with regard to the decisions they made with regard to their education and essentially whether they had regrets or would do anything differently. And more than half of them said they would do something differently. They would either go to a different institution, they would get a different degree, or they would have a different major. And then they looked at different permutations as to who had misgivings more greatly. The folks with larger debt had more misgivings, and folks who went to who got a BA and studied liberal arts also had very high sense of misgiving.
And another thing that you found here, those who, for instance, studied a trade or went to graduate school, they had fewer qualms than those that got an associate's or an undergraduate degree.
Yeah, broadly speaking, folks whose education aligned with their career goals or their careers were the most satisfied with their educations, what they studied, where they studied, and how they studied.
And one takeaway, according to your article, was that students who rush into college, you know, they run up a lot of debt and they drop out without a degree. You know, they could be worse off than not going to college at all.
Yeah, going to college has become a significant risk. You know, it's very expensive. And if you take out debt and it doesn't pay off, then, you know, the decision may not have been a good one. Now, you know, keep in mind, overall, the return on investment for someone who goes to college, they make about $800,000 more over their lifetime than someone who doesn't go to college. So there's a good return on investment, but for every 100 people who go to school, 60 will graduate within 6 years, so 40 won't. And among those 60 who do, about 15 of them will get jobs where they don't earn any more money than if someone who has a high school degree. So there's a lot of folks who enter college, and a lot of those are going to take out debt where it just doesn't pay off.
Is the key message perhaps that as expensive as college is, if you plan to go, it's best to align your education with what you might want to do afterward instead of going to college just to find yourself? I used to hear that latter expression all the time.
Right. I mean, I think that was something that was pretty typically stated in the 70s and the 80s and into the 90s. You go to college and explore, and the economic pressure, the financial pressure on students has increased year after year as tuition has risen and costs have gone up, so that if you don't succeed in college and you don't graduate and monetize your degree, you can find yourself in pretty dire straits. So increasingly, finding yourself in college is a luxury for folks who you know, don't have to go deep into debt for it. But it's not, it's something that people who have to borrow money to go to college and are not sure what they're going to do with a degree need to think, I think, pretty strongly and deeply about why they're going and whether they should be going right out of high school if they haven't figured it out already.
I'm speaking with Doug Belkin of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Doug, Mike Rowe, the TV personality and the host of Dirty Jobs, he's weighed in on this, too. As far as college degrees are concerned, he's really become a proponent of skilled trades, and he thinks they're getting really short shrift.
Yeah, I spoke with him, and he made some really interesting points. He said, first of all, there was a pretty powerful public relations campaign started in the 70s that said, college good, not college bad. And if you went into the trades, those were dirty jobs that that losers did. And if you were smart, you went to college and you had a nice life. And there was a sense that college was the pathway to happiness. And so parents are going to, bend over backwards to make sure that the kids get into school and help them pay for it. His point is that if you it doesn't always work out. School is great, but it's not for everybody, especially if you don't succeed in it, if you have to take out big debt. And the trades are a really good option. There's a lot of good jobs that pay strong money that are unfilled. And companies are clamoring for folks who can do these skilled labors. There's about 5 million jobs right now that folks can't fill. And there's that big demand is something that he points out over and over again. If people are unemployed or underemployed, they should think about some of the trades.
It almost makes me wonder, if I were a 17-year-old kid and I was soon to graduate high school and wondering what I was going to do if I didn't have a plan in mind and I wanted to go to college, should I reconsider?
So Brandon Busteed is the head of the education division at Gallup, and he said taking a few years or a year and working or 2 years and working and trying to figure it out so that you can get a better sense of why you're going to school probably makes sense, and it probably makes more sense now than it did 15 years ago when college didn't cost so much. So I think the advice that guidance counselors have been giving out for a generation, there's probably an inflection point about whether you should go, when you should go, and who should go.
Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin joining us from Chicago. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thanks very much.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.